Hey guys, welcome to the Build Guild podcast. We're a professionally unprofessional podcast for makers.
I thought your name was Ben.
Did I not say that?
That is Ben.
I am Ben. And who are you? Special guest tonight.
I don't know. I was just out on the highway.
I said, come on in.
Just pulled him off the street.
Hey, you want some water?
Yeah, that's all it was. That's all I needed.
Arkansas hospitality. Ding, 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 ding. Get in here.
Oh, yeah. Dear.
So we have John Godwin from Duck Dynasty with us today.
Hello.
Special guest.
Mm-hmm.
Maker extraordinaire of duck calls.
Duck calls.
We want to know what goes into making duck calls.
What goes into making a duck
call? Are you physically in the shop making a duck call?
I am making duck calls. You see that? Well, it's kind of, you see that callus you got? There's one that it's done baited, but see that bruise kind of like in from jamming them things together?
Okay.
Because we got a test them to see if they're good. Now, the Fields first duck call, the DC-200, it was made out of wood. So you have to take the soundboard and get a file and file it. It's got to be a certain shape, you know, have a little belly in it for them reeds to vibrate. You put the reeds have got to be a certain length. So you look at the sound, you put the reeds on there and you see how long they are. And then you jam it together and you test it and you say, no, that ain't it. You pull it apart and you sand it again or file it again.
For every single one, you're doing this in the shop.
Yeah, you got to make it. Because Phil said, don't sell it till you hunt with it.
Oh, really?
So that's what we do. So I guess every one of them's really, you know, special built.
So everyone has had one of y'all's mouth on it.
That's right.
Perfect.
Right. Quality control.
I ain't got nothing.
Okay. We'll have to run a test after this one, make sure. But
I think that stuff will die after a week or two. Sitting in a bin. So, you know, we charge 15% extra for the ones Jake's built.
All right, and all you guys are still in the shop making them now, right?
Yeah, no.
It's just you now.
Yeah. Well, I don't build them. Actually, I've taken over the shipping department, and Jay Stone married Alan's oldest daughter, which is Phil's oldest son.
Yeah.
And he was a coach, and when we started filming the show, he come in there to help us because we were trying to do the show after work, and then it got so that we finally had to film all day and needed some help, so...
They started out trying to do the show after a work day?
Oh, yeah. We had to work.
Okay. You had to work first.
We didn't.
And then they would shoot the show. And then it just got so slammed to where you had no choice but to do it all at once in the course of a day.
Because we would film till 11, 12 o'clock at night.
Oh, my gosh.
Because we didn't start till...
Right. Yeah.
But it was...
Were you originally part of the filming?
Yeah, I was.
You were.
Si wasn't.
Really?
Yeah, they wouldn't go and do Si. Willie said, I don't know, you might better hang around him for about 30 minutes and make your mind up. They went over there 30 minutes. They said, okay,
we get it.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
So how did you start with Duck Commander? Did you went to college?
Start working there? No, yeah. I didn't go to college. I worked at a factory at a carton plant making beer cartons, Coke cartons, Tide detergent boxes, shotguns. We used to make shotgun shell boxes, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah.
I run a printing press for 21 years.
Oh.
Wow.
In Louisiana? Or?
Yep.
You ran a printing press?
Right.
Okay.
It run 8 colors. We'd run 820 feet a minute of paper through that thing.
Okay.
I did
an internship at the printing press here in town for the university. It was a long time ago, but I have just a little bit of an idea what managing a place like that must have been like.
What kind of printing press was it?
Newspaper? No,
magazine?
It's basically publications for the university here. And
but it's the same principle.
Is it?
It's just ours had just been on a bigger scale.
Okay.
Yep.
How about that?
Done that for 21 years and... Man, it was, I had a friend, I used to ride bulls. I know I got a bull rider shape.
But that, I saw you, and I was like, you know what? That guy looks like Lane Frost.
I know. That's right. And that Miss Kay did that to me. Mm, okay. Well, she said, no, you did it to you because you didn't back up from the table. But it's hard.
Her cooking is good, for real. And that's real life too, good.
Both of them. Both of them's excellent cooks. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway, he called me one day. I hadn't seen him in years. Me and him was pretty close, good friends, you know. And one day he called me and asked me to come to church with him. And I'm like, I just busted out laughing.
Well, you weren't a church-going guy at the time?
No. Oh, I didn't want to be around him holy rollers. No. I mean, because I thought he was joking, because I knew what he'd done, because I was doing it with him.
Oh, I gotcha, yeah. He said he had a seedy past. Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah, and he just kept calling me, inviting me to church. And at the same time, my woman was saying, we need to straighten up. Uh-huh. You know, we just adopted a daughter. Neither one of us could have kids.
Oh, really?
And so I guess she was wanting us to straighten up, which I couldn't figure out. She had no trouble partying with me before.
You know?
And, man, it was coming from both ways, which is kind of weird. And I kept telling him, no, I ain't going to church with you. No, no, no. He invited me over to his house one day, and I went over there. It was on Sunday. He said, we're going to cook hamburgers. That's what got me, hamburgers. It was on a Sunday night, and it was house church.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And, oh, I was mad. And Phil was there doing the lesson.
Yeah.
And he kept wanting me to come in the middle, you know, come in the middle and listen. We was out in a pasture, and he had a fire going, chairs around.
It was a bonfire, Devo.
Yeah, come listen to the lesson. Okay. Like, but his daddy was cooking the hamburgers, and that was one of my drinking buddies. So I went up there, and we're putting a beer in a cup so them church folks wouldn't see it. Okay. And, I left. I told him I'm mad. Well, this went on, and duck season was fixing to start. And Miss Paula, she's still nagging on me to straighten up. And so I got me an idea. I'm going to go to Tony's church, and she's going to be happy. But I'm going to see Phil there and get me a new duck call.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So I did. Tony introduced me to Phil, and he said, bring him out to the house. And I went out there, and he said, what are you doing out here? You been messing up? I said, well, it's Phil. I didn't want to lie to him, you know. I said, no. He said, yeah, you have. And he started asking me things like, do you believe in God? And I'm like, well, you know, I guess there's a higher power, you know. And then he says, well, do you think you've sinned? And I just kind of looked at the ground, you know. Mm-hmm. He said, what'd you do Saturday night? I said, yeah, I'll see.
There's no doubt.
Wow.
He said, well, look. He said, there's a God. There is a God. And he loves us so much that he became flesh and came down here on this earth and run around with us for 33 years. Mm. So we would understand that he understands. Mm. He said, he died on a cross for you. Take care of all your sin problems, even the ones you did Saturday night. He said, wipe clean. He said, he wiped those clean on that cross if you get in him. He said, they put him in a tomb and buried him. And on the third day, he rose. And he said, you'll become a new person. He said, because we got a sin problem as humans. We got a death problem as humans. He said, you are do believe you're going to die.
Got a death problem.
Yeah. We're going to die. He said, yeah, you're going 6 foot in the ground. He said, but I think people's trying to save money now, so it's only four. Then he set up. And we got a weakness problem. We're just human. But that's why he became flesh and come down here. Because we can't do it by ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He said, that's the same thing we do at baptism is what he did for us. We repent, you know. He said, change your ways. Do what, you know, mess up, quit messing around with your bad friends, you know. Just try to be good. He said, you ever tried to be good? And I just thought about it for a minute. I said, no. I ain't never just tried to be good, you know. He said, me neither. Because he said, I never thought about it.
Yeah.
And Man, I'd never heard. He said, so you do believe there's a God and you believe Jesus. So I said, I reckon. He said, well, what year is it? It was 1996 then. He said, it's 1996 A.D. Anno Domini, year of our Lord. We keep in time by him.
Mm. Right. Mm.
So if we keep in time by him, he must have been here. I said, boy, he was putting a lot of my head was about to explode. And he said, look, he said, go home, lock your door. He said, you probably got a Bible in the house somewhere. I said, yeah, I think I've seen one on the shelf somewhere. He said, lock your door so won't nobody see you and check out everything I've told you. It's true. Don't put your faith in me. Put your faith in God.
Yeah.
He said, there is a way that everything you've done up to this point can be wiped clean. Clean slate. All you got to do is accept him. Obey the gospel. Just do, reenact what he did for you. And I ain't never heard that before. Mm. So I did. I went, and this is what got me. I went home and I found this passage in Luke. And the last part of chapter 24, where they killed him, you know, he done killed him. And all his buddies have been running around with him, you know, them 12 disciples. They run up in this room and lock the door. Mm. And of course, they're sad. Their best friend just died.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure they're praying, they're mourning. And he just appears in the room. And it spooked them. Which it spooked me too. If I just watched my best friend die, then he just appeared right here. Uh-huh. I mean, they were spooked because they recognized who he was. Uh-huh. He still looked like him. Uh-huh. We're getting our bodies back when this is all over. Uh-huh. We ain't going to be some little old spirit on a cloud playing a harp.
Okay.
It's going to be pretty cool. And then he said something that really hit me hard, which I like a lot. He said, I'm hungry. Y'all got any fish? Fish fries in heaven. Yeah. So I'm in.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what hooks you.
That's what got me. I'm going to be me. You're going to be you. Our bodies are going to be changed, but not exchanged.
Yeah.
Okay.
So man.
So that's pretty cool.
That'd preach.
So.
That happened. Right away? Was it just like you went home that day?
No, it took me about a week. I'm a doubting Thomas. I had to, because this stuff was pretty heavy. I never heard this stuff. All I ever heard was you got to act this way, act this way, act this way, you're going to hell.
Okay. Yeah.
There's freedom in Christ, man. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's pretty neat. It's pretty. So January the 21st at 1 o'clock in the morning, Tony baptized me in the Christ.
1 in the morning.
You just took care of it right then.
I had to get entered.
Okay.
That's it.
Couldn't wait no more.
Was it in the river?
No.
Baptist.
It was a church right down the road from the house, and we called them. They opened it up.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I started going to church with them and got to be friends with Alan and W.E. Phillips. That now he lives here in Ball Knob.
Yeah.
Huh. He worked there and got to be friends with him and fishing with him, messing around. And Al invited me to go duck hunting. So I got to duck hunt with him.
Were you big into hunting and fishing before all that? Yeah.
Yeah. I remember, I'm 56 years old, and my fondest memory is Thanksgiving weekend, waiting on Daddy to come get me from school on that Friday because I knew we couldn't go to the deer camp all week. Man, even before I was old enough, I mean, I was in elementary school, you know?
Yeah.
Before I could even tote a gun, he'd come and he'd put me at the base of the tree and give me a big blanket to wrap up in. He'd get up in his ladder stand, drop stuff down when he'd see a deer come, he'd try to see me. So I've always been, you know, he made it fun for me.
Right.
I played a lot in where I'm at now, I guess.
Yeah.
Like one thing he did I don't like, and it was he'd throw the fish, and we'd go fishing. He'd throw the fish in the ice chest with the Coke. And he had to drink him old slimy Coke. I hated that.
Slimy Coke cans.
Ooh, I didn't like
it. Tastes weird.
That's funny.
But anyway. So we was off hunting in Texas, Duckman 7, and Phil said, well, you about ready to quit that plan, ain't you? I was thinking to myself, yeah. I said, but you can't fire me. You can't afford me. He said, you might as well come. W just moved up here. He said, he's out, so you might as well.
You took his spot?
Might as well. He's in there. You've been doing stuff anyway.
Yeah.
So I'd go over on my days off, package duck calls, do this, do that.
Hang out. Yeah.
Yeah. Do that. So, man, but it was, I mean, who don't want to work for Duck Command?
Yeah.
But I had a family. Sure. I had a new baby girl.
And, yeah.
Man, that plant was good money and good insurance and all that. And it was a lot to think about.
For sure.
Man, we talked to Alan, and Alan come up and talked, and we prayed. We prayed for about 2 weeks. I finally called him up, said, I want 2 weeks vacation. Take that as my,
yeah,
my deal, you know.
Right, yeah.
And I went to work for him. I'll never forget that first Friday. I was sweeping the warehouse. Miss Kay come give me my check, and she give me that check, and I went to grab it, and she wouldn't let me pull it. And she looked at me, she said, don't cash that till Monday. Holy cow.
No, no. Oh, did I make the right choice?
Oh, man.
What am I going to tell
you? Life throws you curveballs that you never expect.
Yes, it does.
For sure. I was working at the Bible bookstore in town. We just were, we had our first child. We hadn't told anybody yet. I was the only one working. Molly was in school, and it burned to the ground that morning. And I was like, well, I thought my future was secure. And then across the street is the bug place I'm working at now. Yeah. Better hours, better pay.
He literally crossed the street as the building
was
burning.
I was sitting in the front grass.
They backed the lunch. Yeah. I better go check on them.
God has a better plan than we think we do for ourselves, for sure.
Mm-hmm. We never would have thought all this would have happened.
Yeah. So how did that
happen?
Well,
we had a show, you know, we have sponsors, Benelli Shotguns, Real Tree Clothing, you know, camo clothing and stuff like that. And there's a show every January in Vegas that's the SHOT Show,
yeah,
where all the new stuff, you know, it's a dealer show. And Willie was thinking about making a show at that time to put on the Outdoor Channel. And
Were y'all filming your own little CDs and DVDs, right?
Phil, yeah, they had started in 82.
The year I was born.
Making a DVD every year for Walmart.
Oh, okay.
And Bass Pro, Cabela's, you know, all the big box store, Academy. And So they'd been doing that for a long time. And Benelli approached us and said, hey, we want to do a little show on the Outdoor Channel. Would y'all be interested? And Willie's like, yeah. Well, heck yeah. We was actually thinking about doing that. So we done that for 3 years and I won Golden Moose Awards and all that for videography and different things. But
And on those I'm not a hunter or a fisherman. So on those shows, were you just strictly hunting and fishing? Entertainment that we're used to, that I'm used to?
Well, I really don't know the entertainment part. We did hunt, and we done that. A guy called. He actually called information. He kept emailing. Everybody thought it was a joke, you know. Gonna put you on big TV, all this. Yeah,
right. Uh-huh.
And he finally called. Somebody said, hey, I think this guy, you know, really wants. And so they got a meeting down at Miss Kay's, which always happens around her table, which is a good thing.
Yeah.
That's where the meetings go down at the dining room table at the house.
That's right.
Okay.
And
anywhere the food is.
It was in the spring. They said, you know, we're ready to go. And Phil said, we've talked about it and we'll do it. When do you want to start? And they said, we're ready to go now.
Oh, my gosh.
And Phil said, well, duck season don't start till November. They said, no, we ain't going to film y'all hunting. Phil said, yeah, that'll work. He said, don't worry about this. This will be one and done.
Yeah. And then how many seasons did it go?
11 seasons, 131 episodes.
Yeah.
Wow.
crazy.
And you're, how many episodes are you on? You're
one.
One episode. One. For you.
Let's stop because he's already knocked the fact I only have 2,000 followers on Instagram. Oh, I'm not giving Godwin any more material here. I can't swipe up, okay, Godwin? I'm sorry.
Oh, they coming? You just done one. You wait till about five.
Yeah.
You're going to hear your name in places you didn't think you were going to hear.
How real was the show, I guess? It's reality TV, so how real is it?
People say it's scripted, but, I mean, do you actually think you could script Si?
No, I don't think Scott. I think
pretty
you can.
Sure not.
Do they direct you kind of like, okay, well, we kind of want to do this the today? Only thing or is
they
it just
did
like,
on, because of the interview, they said, we'd say, well, we'd get together and we'd say, this is what we're going to do. And they'd say, okay, we want you to be sure and say this right here. You know, so when we asked to interview a question, it's in there.
They and interview so, before you do the show or after you film all the show parts?
After.
Okay.
But they'd want us to at least, when we'd tell them what we was going to do, I tell you, these writers, they're incredible.
Yeah.
How they can use to say, okay, we're going to do this. And it's an hour later and they say, okay, well, make sure you say this one time. So we can do an interview and talk, you know, when they'd break it up.
Right.
So, I mean, it's pretty incredible. I never thought, I mean, there's 50 people behind us, in front of us that people couldn't see. There's people all over the place. I'll never watch a picture show the same again.
Yeah.
Because I can see, I think it was Iron Man, that guy had that whip. Electric whip.
Yeah. Iron Man 2.
He's holding a mic receiver in his hand as a prop for that whip.
Okay.
But it's a what you clip on.
Yeah.
I just wonder how many people really recognize that as a mic receiver.
I probably would not.
It was a prop.
Yeah. Yeah.
But if you look and so they do that sometimes purposely, or they'll say somebody's name. You know, just for funsies, doing stuff like that. So it's pretty cool.
When you filmed, was it like, okay, we're going to shoot 8 episodes in 1 week or something like that?
It'd take a week to do an episode.
1 week an episode. And did they do them back to back? You had like the filming. And this is all while you're still working now too, right?
Yeah.
Or did it kind of change?
It would change where it'd break up and everybody knew when to be where, you know, because...
Mm-hmm.
So we could go do this, and then we could go over there and do what we was going to do.
Yeah. And then when you were in the duck call shop, like all of you guys are making these duck calls, people started visiting now. Didn't the shop open up to, like, all the visitors are coming to check it out and stuff?
We didn't even. We had.
You can't work while that's happening.
That's
right?
Episode came about the break room.
Uh-huh.
Because we had to turn that break room into a store because there were so many people coming. They would just
come straight there to start buying calls and talking with y'all.
Wanted to see us spend a night in the parking lot.
Really? Wow. Camping out the parking lot.
It'd take us 30 minutes to get in the door every morning.
Did you get sick of shaking people's hands?
No.
That'd be tough for me.
People ask me that all the time. You tired of taking pictures? I worked 21 years of shift work, 7 days a day, 7 days of evenings, and 7 graveyards. This is way better.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll take as many pictures you want to take.
So my grandfather just came, and he worked at the Bethlehem Steel for 35 years, and he worked swing shift.
Yeah.
And he's like, no, that was, you messed up when your hours aren't normal. Are you still working there now? Are you working normal hours now?
Duck Commander.
At Duck Commander?
Yeah.
It's Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, you're there?
Yep.
And Celebrity hasn't changed you at all?
Still take out the trash on Wednesday morning.
That's hard to believe, not being around that.
I know. I went to I go and I speak on the weekends, which that is one of the funnest things I think I've gotten out of the show, is being able to travel. My wife gets to go with me, which is pretty awesome.
Yeah.
You know? We'll go. I'll say, you want to go to dinner in North Carolina? And we ain't taking the truck. We're going. We're flying.
We're on a jet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
So that's pretty neat to be able to do that. You know, it's kind of like we date when we first started it first started, like we're dating all over again.
It's cool.
That's awesome.
It was awesome. But look, there is great people all across this country. I've been from the east side to the west side, and there's great people all across this country. You don't hear about it in the news.
Yeah, that's the problem.
But this country, it ain't going down.
Mm-hmm.
It's some good people out there.
That's good to hear.
Yeah.
What's your daughter? You have one daughter?
I have one daughter. She's 26.
And
she's off the payroll.
She's off the payroll now. She's off the insurance, college. Right? 26 is the end of that, too.
Yeah. Well, you know, we say off the payroll.
It never happens.
That ain't going to happen.
Yeah, that's what everybody's telling me.
Yeah.
Cody has some adopted. How many adopted children do you have? You have one, right?
One that we've adopted. Yeah.
Yeah.
Congratulations. Two biological girls. And then, we still foster.
Yeah.
Man, foster'd be rough. But we couldn't ever have kids. So, you know, that's what people say. They say, oh, y'all done so good for the kids. What about us? We wouldn't be family without it.
It's true.
How about giving us some creed? So it's pretty neat.
You used to work race motocross?
I rode motocross. Oh. Mama actually got me started doing that.
Your mom? Because
there was a guy, a friend of mine down the road, he had one of them little mini bikes with the lawnmower motors in it and the little bitty wheels, And I rode that all the time and finally talked Daddy into getting me a mini bike. And she said, you need to let him race because I'd be gone. I'd be working on it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was pretty good.
What made you stop? Could you do it today?
Would I do it today?
Would you get on a bike and go?
On a motocross track? I'd break in half.
Do you have a motorcycle?
You see this belly?
Would you ride a motorcycle now?
I'd ride one, but I was always little, you know, because I raced. I had a pretty good respect on these street bikes, you know. I don't know if I could. I mean, I wouldn't mind getting out there and going on the street, but, man, I know what they'll do to you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then you got the other person you got to worry about too, and it ain't somebody trying to beat you.
That's true.
Get somebody watch or texting on the telephone.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're out.
Okay.
Brian's had a motorcycle. Cody, you ever had a motorcycle?
I did.
You did?
You ride on the street?
I had a motorcycle too.
Yeah, I was on the street. I had a cruiser.
So I really didn't bother you.
It did. I kept a healthy anxiety the 5 years I had it, and I did lay it over a couple of times and. That freaked me out a little bit more, and finally my first daughter was on the way, and I sold it.
So,
I haven't gone back since then.
Riding in the woods, man, they're pretty awesome. They just ride them, you know. It's fun. But
I was never allowed to take mine on the highway. That was our rule.
That was I see these guys today, they're going down the road with no helmets on. And I'm like, I guess that's, you know, you wouldn't ever know what happened, I guess.
What'd you have? You have a cruiser or a crotch rocket?
Cruiser.
Yeah. What'd you have?
It's like 1100 Suzuki or whatever. I bought it like used in Hawaii.
Did you?
Oh, that's when you were living in Hawaii.
Yeah. But I mean, it was like Hawaii. I mean,
you don't have many options out there, right?
No.
For cars?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If it's not on the island, you ain't getting it.
Yeah. If I had one, it'd be a rocket.
Rocket?
I like to go fast.
I go fast, Mama.
Oh, yeah.
Rick and Bobby.
Tell us your...
I got to drive a nice car. 10 laps at Texas Motor Speedway. That was the most awesome thing I ever done in my life.
Sweet. How fast?
160.
Oh, That's awesome. Were you in and control? You're the only one in the car?
I was wanting to go faster.
Wow.
And I could have went. The only way...
Could have done
They're so smooth. Well... I wouldn't with 40 other guys beside me.
Yeah,
that's a little bit different story.
Yeah.
But out there by yourself, well, there was 6 other people around me, but man, it was so smooth. It was just like.
Really?
Yeah.
It seems like it was just
like driving down the highway. It was awesome. The only time I knew I was going that fast is when I got close to the fence right before I went into the turn. It just. You know, and I'm like, oh boy, I'm moving.
Yeah. What's some of the coolest stuff you got to do now that you have fame? I mean, I guess you got to ride on NASCAR. Some other cool things?
Well, when we was filming, when Martin's bachelor party, them guys come out there with them cannons.
I don't remember it.
They shot them cannons. They showed us how to do it correctly.
Yeah.
So each of us had a, for safety. Yeah. But they shot a, they didn't have a cannonball. They had a concrete, like a coffee can. And they'd made a mold out of that. That's what we shot. We shot this thing out there. Oh, it was awesome. And shooting the old guns, you know.
Yeah.
Like the guy, what's that? The Patriot?
Yeah, the Patriot, yeah.
And muzzle-loading black powder rifles.
Pistols.
Yeah.
Now, look, there's way more to shooting them things because this had a flash pan.
Right.
So, back then, you got that powder on that flash. It's got to be there.
It's gonna burn.
This gun ain't cheap.
Right.
Yeah.
It's got to be there. So if you do this,
right,
or you do this to pick it up, you finna get shot.
Yeah.
Because yours ain't working.
Wow.
Okay. Keep a steady hand and keep it level completely, or the powder's coming out of the flash pan. The flint won't strike it correctly.
That was neat.
That's awesome.
I kind of like history.
Yeah.
Like Scotland. We got to go to Scotland. That was pretty cool. There ain't no pickup trucks over there.
No.
I seen four. I was over there for 14 days. It's four. No 18-wheelers. They got them box trucks, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Your vehicle goes dead at a red light. You give it gas and it takes off, you know.
Are they little just teeny cars there? Just like
they ain't real big. And they got, in the hotels, you know, there's lights on where the elevators are, you know, the little square thing, mm-hmm. you know, corridor or whatever. But there's no lights on in the hall. So when you turn the corner and start down the hall, they turn on in front of you. And then they turn off when you go by. They just light up in front of you.
Like a movie.
Energy concert.
Yeah, for real.
Okay.
But they can't cook over.
No, they can't.
They can't cook.
Have you ever been invited over to somebody's house for a new Scottish dish?
No.
There's a reason for that.
Okay.
No.
The best thing I had was Subway.
Okay.
Wow.
Now, look, if we could get a Waffle House over there, we would change.
You love the Waffle House?
We would change. I refuse to go.
So you had the haggis and the sheep's stomach and all that stuff, or they tried to give it to you?
I tried to.
Okay.
I would lose a lot of weight going over there.
I seen it from a distance. I said, Boudin. I went over and I looked and I said, no. That ain't it.
So there is meat you won't eat.
Blood, what do they call it? Blood pudding or blood?
Yeah. Yep,
It's black pudding, maybe.
Oh, it's
made out of blood. And
it looks like a
something
sausage, but it's, you know, there's grass in it. You
what?
Know, so you're like, I don't know about this. And we were
what's
well,
in the sausage? Blood, well, grass, maybe some meat.
Yeah. So where'd that come from? So we was way out on this sheep ranch filming that episode. And these people would come walking by. I mean, just walking by. And it was a big hill over there. And you could see them. They'd stand up there. And then pretty soon, here they'd come. They just, a bunch of people. Ain't no big boys over there.
Did anybody know who you were over there?
Yeah, they knew who we were.
Oh,
how about that?
But I'm just was trying to figure out what the conversation was on Saturday. Like, what you doing Saturday morning? You want to go climb a mountain? Yeah, I don't know. And it was on the other side of the road, too, big hill, and those people walking up that hill. They just...
Trying to get some blood sausage.
The streets were real wide. They called it the Royal Mile. It was in Edinburgh.
Okay.
The streets was real wide, and I'm like, good night. Well, how's the street so wide? They said, well, back in them days, you know, in the 1500s, whatever, they had to turn them carriage, you know, the horses around and buggies. So that's why the streets were so wide.
They just left them that way?
Yes. Well, they had an old part and a new part. And they's always working on the new part, but you didn't see no construction going on that old part.
Yeah.
Of course, them walls, you know, made out of rock and stone. They're about, thick.
Yeah.
I don't know, 10, 12 foot thick, you know. Okay. You ain't He ain't tearing that up.
Uh-huh. All right, tell us about your craziest fan moment.
Craziest fan moment. All right.
All right.
This woman come up to me, and she said, "Would you sign my foot?" I said, "Sign your foot." She said, "Yeah." I said, "Sure." Put it up here. So she pulled it off and gave it to me.
Oh!
I did not expect that. Okay. That actually makes a little bit more sense because it could be more permanent.
That's hilarious. I said,
didn't give you any warning. Just popped it off her leg and handed it to you. Okay.
Yeah.
Did you drop it?
No.
Hey, hold on to it. Okay, good. Good for
you. Did you sign it? Yeah. John the Walrus.
Oh, dear.
I said, this is pretty unique right here.
That's pretty unique.
Because I signed some puppy dogs. A lot of people bring their dogs. They want you to sign your name on their belly. A couple of them come up and said, write your name. They do it on their arm. Like I said, we're getting a tattoo.
Mm.
Is that surreal for you? Okay. Like you want my tattoo?
Yeah. I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah.
We took my daughter and her friend on a senior trip to Disneyland. And we were walking around and they're in Florida. And we heard somebody was hollering, John. And I never turned around. I mean, that's not me. I mean, I'm, you know, from Louisiana. I'm down here in Florida. Yeah. And then they hollered, Godwin. And I turned around and Paula looked at me and she said, I think our lives are about to change.
Yeah.
Wow.
And there's nowhere you can go now to where no one knows you. Is that positive, negative? Is it overwhelming? You wish you can get away?
It's just... No, I mean, no, they're mostly respectful, you know, but, I mean, golly, man, like I said, I've worked 21 years and
yeah,
so
yeah,
it's all right.
Mm. Well, I think it's pretty awesome.
I mean, I was pretty blessed to be able to do that.
For sure.
If they didn't watch it, we wouldn't have done it so long, you know,
yeah.
So. It's pretty, they're pretty awesome. So,
well, we're glad you came by. Thanks for stopping by and
thanks a lot.
Chatting with us.
Thanks, man.
You're a busy man. Got out of the hillbilly woods to come visit.
Thanks for chancing the Arkansas hills.
Yeah.
Well, I'm actually up here every year. It's pretty good, you know.
Yeah.
Jeff Smith, Trout Magnet, W.E. hunting over there. Yep. Duck hunt with them, fish with them. So,
yeah.
I'm in and out.
For sure. Well, we appreciate you.
Cool beans.
Thanks for coming
by.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
Thanks, John.
Thanks, y'all, for listening, and we'll see you next time.
See you later.